Hi everyone, welcome forth the Long Night. I'm here with my friends Scott, Matt, and Tom.
What's up?
Go Blue.
Oh goddamn. You can't even talk about the weather or did you have a nice
I'm just
holiday?
Ramming it in there. No foreplay, baby.
This is a weather podcast?
Whatever.
Fair weather
something
podcast.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well for you, yes.
Or the whales in Nigeria or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, right? You know?
Yeah.
No, it's actually...
got plans this weekend.
It's Animal Planet. It's the Wolverine episode.
The World Junior Hockey Championships.
Oh,
did you hear about that?
Yeah, big fight. The
U.S.
Big fight.
Well, the U.S. came back from 3 goals down yesterday and won the gold medal today.
How about that?
Yeah.
How many chicklets were lost during that fight today?
A lot.
How many false teeths?
Many. Many false teeths were sacrificed.
There's a reason it's called toothbrush.
Yeah.
I bet that Roger's spitting beer out his nose.
That was good.
Well played, sir.
I like that one.
Well played.
Developed by the Russian hockey team.
all right, yes.
Well, Michigan did beat Alabama, so it would be toothbrush also.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was fun.
That's probably how
I didn't enjoy that.
That is probably how Shem Beckler and the Bear wanted it.
No,
that game could have been 1969, 1970.
No, because 7 years from now it would be like it never happened when it's vacated.
Hey, you think it's getting vacated?
You
it ain't getting vacated.
Sucker.
I know, right? That's
no, because seriously, you know what's funny? Is literally like 2 weeks ago, reputable people who talk sports would openly use the word cheating. It has been completely fucking whitewashed since they beat Alabama.
Yeah.
It's like
even Finnebaum's.
Oh, even Finebaum's SEC
whatever.
Homer ass. It's like, well, since we don't exactly know what transpired, I'm like, you were calling them cheaters a month ago.
I feel like they cheated because the way that
they won?
Special teams played.
Michigan special
teams?
They,
yeah. They handicapped themselves.
No, the way they played, it's amazing they won. So there had to be some cheating involved because that was pretty abysmal.
We've been saying all year, though, Alabama's offense was a problem. And it was not the Alabama offense of the past. And Michigan's defense is legit and has been all year. So... that was not too surprising.
To Scott's point, though, it is usually the special teams that decide the game, and when both are playing, because Michigan's offense wasn't fantastic. It made a few more plays than Alabama's, but they were not fantastic. Mm-hmm. Usually, the special team blunders.
Seven sacks.
That was
fantastic.
So
seven sacks isn't fantastic.
What do you mean?
Michigan had 7 sacks.
That's their defense.
Michigan's
offense did not play.
Yep, it's turned on.
Look how good.
Michigan's offense did not play. Like, I mean,
offense did not.
Offense did just enough. And normally, to Scott's point, normally if your special teams plays that badly in a game that close, you lose.
Yes.
I tried to think of one where a team that I root for won a game that played that bad, and they still won with his and it was also very diverse. You messed up snaps, you missed kicks, you muffed punts,
you fielded a punt at the 1-inch line with the game on the line.
Yeah, after you called a fair catch,
which I have now.
God,
you're pretty lucky there.
Which I have now
pretty?
Decided that
holy shit,
the whole entire whoever is eligible for the draft this year from the special teams department at Michigan,
no,
all be.
Yeah.
Chiefs players next year.
Just so long as the Chiefs get every receiver Washington has.
Oh my god. Watching that game.
Or
I was like, I want
Gayer Washington.
I want every Washington receiver because you're talking tight windows and all that, and they just caught everything. I was like, holy shit.
Every Washington or KU.
Yep.
Yeah,
take them all.
This juncture, all of our teams.
Yes.
Was there any wide receiver that you saw that was like, I don't think they're...
Because that guy from Mizzou who transferred from Oklahoma.
Weiss.
Yes.
Weiss.
I'd try him out.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a shot.
LB3's got one more year.
I can't even name
him. Yeah, he doesn't.
I can't even name anybody off of West Virginia, but I'd take him.
Yeah. I think is. I don't know if he's going, but he would. He can.
Who's that?
Weiss.
He hasn't declared yet.
No, I know, but he can.
But he can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has not made the
declaration
yet. I'm hoping he comes back.
What's crazy is that's the first time ever MU, KU, and K-State have won their bowl game in the same bowl season.
Yeah, by the way, I just
seriously?
Wanted to...
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah. All right. And the problem is it's rare for the three of them to all go.
Yeah.
And then when...
Because one of them always...
One of them's always abysmal.
Yeah.
And so you're lucky if there's only two. And the one year that I think I thought, oh, well, surely they did it in 8. Because KU won the Orange Bowl and Mizzou and K-State did not go to a bowl that year.
Really? No shit. Well,
yeah.
So that probably would have been, in recent history, the best chance that it could have happened. But, yeah, it's the first time that they all three have won their...
While we're on the topic, congratulations to each and every one of you guys, including myself.
Yeah.
For
West Virginia.
Victories.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you throw on Michigan and West Virginia went in there. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Quite the bowl season.
And for an added bonus, nice. Mizzou beat Ohio State. So,
which is even better.
This is even – and, oh, my God, Michigan.
That was awesome.
Michigan fans were fucking dicks. I know you got off Twitter. You should have been on Twitter that night. They were having way too much fun at Ohio State's expense online. Especially because they were the ones that started the – I don't think Mizzou picked the Block M helmet by accident. Like, there was a Michigan fan that got on there.
Not a chance in hell.
And was like, he was like, I don't know how many uniform combinations Mizzou has, but I know they have a lot. And they picked the one with the Block M.
From a helmet standpoint, they only got a couple, three.
Yeah, but.
But they picked the one with the Block M. Yeah,
and tell me
your one alternate was the one that got submitted.
And then tell me Drinkwitz isn't the type that would do that.
Oh, he's petty enough. He's petty enough.
You know he.
Yeah,
is.
That was not accidental at all.
And it was funny. They kept talking that whole game. Oh, Ohio State's not going to go to the transfer portal. Ohio State's not going to go to the transfer portal. Wait a second, they went to the transfer portal for a quarterback because the two they had on their roster that played that night
were
garbage.
Well, and the other part that
makes you wonder where these other schools, like even our local schools, it's like, where are they finding these quarterbacks?
Well,
you
know, like, and then the
one because I think Ohio State would have begged for a
I don't know if you guys
at the moment.
I don't know if you guys saw this.
Or Brady Cook.
Yeah, or Brady Cook.
Or
K-State because their two quarterbacks were terrible.
Oh, they did beg for a K-State quarterback and got him.
Well, and the other part that was funny was I did not expect to see Ohio State that bad. They practiced 5 times.
That's it?
They only practiced 5 times.
Oh, they thought they had it.
From the week that Michigan beat them until that bowl game, they practiced 5 times.
What was their reasoning?
I don't know.
Day's an idiot.
I don't know.
He was too busy dyeing his beard.
Didn't give a shit.
But
talking to Carolina Panthers.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look. Because they looked like shit.
Mm-hmm. Mizzou looked more prepared, more motivated. Now, granted, I mean, that first half was like Nebraska-Northwestern.
But I think what the first half of that game was kind of...
Iowa-Rutgers.
Iowa-Nebraska.
The first half of that game, really what it was kind of what we talked about. Ohio State does have a talented roster. Those kids are good.
All their defensive starters play.
But by the second half, Mizzou's offense had figured out when they hit that play action pass to Weiss.
No, and that was game changer.
And it completely flipped the. Because I'll be honest, when they went up 7-3, I'm like, they're going to win.
I thought it was a weird game because if Ohio State had played all their normal starters,
that game's
50-10.
Well, it's the raping we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, but then, as the game was the way it was, if there would have been a fifth quarter, I think Mizzou wins 50-3.
Yeah.
Three. Yeah, because they figured it out. Yep. And it was, I think that was well on its way to getting ugly. If there could have been one more quarter to go instead of figuring it out there with 10 and minutes left in the fourth. Yeah.
And again, it's funny, with the kind of superiority complex Ohio State has had the last couple of years because they've been successful, it was funny seeing all of SEC Nation all proudly standing behind Missouri because they were thumping Ohio State.
Hey, I'm just glad it's the first time a national champion from the SEC's not in.
Yep. It's an all Big Ten final.
Next year, yeah.
Technically, futures. Yeah.
It's an all Big Ten. Carl has a chance to go out on top.
They do. And one thing I'll have to say, did the committee get it right or did the committee get it right? Those were two great games.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
They were two great games.
About the committee getting it right, Florida State want to make any more arguments?
That was...
So, I do have to propose something.
Oh, yeah?
Why does Kirby Smart give a shit?
Why? Well, and I...
About which, what?
About winning that game?
Yeah.
You know why?
He was making a point on being
left
out.
You know why? You're not going to like this analogy. I think he's like Bill Self. I think he actually cares.
No, his comments afterwards.
But I think
he was trying to say for the sanctity of the game and all these holdouts and the transfer portal.
I think that's it. I think he cares about the game. I think he cares about the game, and I think he's not also cares about his reputation. He's not going to sacrifice the chance to destroy a, even though they weren't very good, a team known as Florida State in a major bowl game, he's not going
to
pass that.
I realize that, but you just bit the thumping, and then you're like, this needs to be fixed. You just won the game, bro. Why do you give a shit?
Because I think felt he should have been. I think he also feels like he should have been in the
playoffs.
Well,
you know what? Beat Bama, then.
Well,
not
but
that,
I get it, but that's... But that,
how else? Why did he care? Well...
I think Kirby.
Win the fucking games.
I think Kirby.
Well,
smart.
I'd rather him care than I'm not because.
Would you rather have him do it or would you rather have him do what Day did?
Well, I mean,
which school do you feel like has the better culture right now, Georgia or Florida State? Neither one of them had a damn thing to play for. One of them showed up, the other did not.
One of them's going to have a lot easier time getting kids out of this next go round than the other.
Well, that's true. I'll agree with you there. Which one has the better culture?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, why would you make a comment like that when your team just slaughtered the other team and then you're trying to say the sanctity of the game and stuff?
Well, he's
and
right. Like, he's right, though. The timing of everything needs to change. They need to move the transfer portal to after the bowls.
I think they need, and I think they need to move the playoffs up.
And
when it goes,
the timing
when it goes to
too.
12, I think the national championship game should be on New Year's Day.
So,
and play in December.
But I think the whole timing of it, I think he's got valid points. So,
well, Matt and I talked about this a little bit on the phone. There is still something about these bowl games that still makes the coaches fired up for. Maybe not the players, but the coaches.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand it. When it's KU, Mizzou,
K-State,
Liberty, whoever's going to a bowl game that just don't get to go very often, it's a big fucking deal. With the Alabamas of the world and the Georgias of the world, I agree with you a little bit there with what you're saying, Roger. I don't know why it's a big deal to them because they're going to recruit. And they're going to recruit well, whether they fucking win that game or not. But there is still a passion there for these coaches to win these bowl games. Whether or not the players want to, that's totally different set of rules there. But I don't know. I think it was just as easy as what Matt said. He wanted to win that game no matter what. Just the same as your coach wanted to win your game for KU.
Yeah.
It's important to him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's almost just as simple as that. And I didn't hear his comments afterwards, but...
I don't remember them all, but I mean, Carrington was kind of harsh on him, I think, a little too much, because I'm with Tom. Like, it still matters to him, but some of it, he's like mad about all the holdouts and stuff, and it's like, so wait a minute, let me get this straight. You're mad now because for years you've had the power to make players play, and you've always made it, and the 1 year you don't make it, now all of a sudden you're pissed, and now you're pissed at the players. And
but it's I don't. Like,
so wait a minute. When the rabbit's got the gun, you can't all of a sudden be mad.
But I don't know.
When you've had the gun for a decade.
But you're assuming it's just that.
That's making some assumptions.
Do we know that he's also not upset that he legitimately wanted to play a normal Florida State team in a bowl game and not waste his time?
Maybe, but
on an opponent that had like 22 kids that didn't play in that game.
I'm still making that assumption, though, because of him saying that. Now you're calling out another team's players and stuff. Well, how about you focus on yourself?
Well, clearly they did, because they frog stomped them. Well, they were focused.
And that's part of my point, is you did what you're supposed to do, and now all of a sudden you're angry about it, and it's like, what?
I don't have a problem with what he said, because I do think it needs to be tweaked. I think it will get tweaked.
I think he made good points.
I think it will get tweaked.
My whole problem with it is the players have now found out how greedy you bastards are, the bowls and the schools, and now they want, not really their cut, but we're not going to play when our future's on the line. And now y'all are pissed, the schools and the coaches, that...
You're right about that.
When these guys hold out.
But I don't know if moving the transfer portal is going to be helpful. Because we were having this problem before the transfer portal.
This has been going on
because
for
it's like, well, I'm a potential fifth round pick.
Yeah, Beatty didn't play.
I'm not playing in the Idaho Potatoes Bowl.
Yeah. It's not going to change.
Yeah. I'm not playing in the Meineke Car Quest Bowl because I could potentially be getting drafted in the NFL.
That's not going to change.
It's not going to change.
No.
No matter where the transfer portal...
You've been the transfer portal in March for all you care.
Sure.
They still ain't going to play.
No.
True.
They'll play the regular season, but they're not going to play in one game.
Because I'm even kind of...
In December.
I'm even kind of wondering and debating when we move to 12 playoffs. That 12 seat, are they going to have some players that would be like... We're going to get run off the road. Fuck this shit.
There will be somebody eventually. But we've also seen in the Bulls how it's kind of backfired on a couple people probably too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if you're a USC fan right now, you have a lot of doubts about how much money you gave Caleb Williams and whether it was worth it.
Yeah. And not to mention... how they just averted getting a K-State quarterback transfer.
Well, but
if somebody was watching a bowl games this weekend, this last week, I know one guy that was.
Yeah. Never mind, I'm not going.
But
to
you
this.
Have the other. But you have the other side of the equation too. Now, mind you, he's mature for his age because he's like 40. But Bo Nix played.
Well, yeah,
because Bo Nix. And Bo Nix is going to be a first round.
I mean, he's a 7-year veteran.
He's going to be a first round pick, though.
Yeah.
And his comment was,
I say last time Stetson Bennett says he's old?
I want to play one more game. I want to go out a winner because the last time he played, he lost.
Yeah.
So, and I think you're still going to have some of that too. We're not everyone's going to hold out.
Agreed.
You're still going to have a guy that you're a little.
And I do think
you're a little shocked by. And
to be honest, I think this year all the quarterbacks kind of had to play. I know not all of them did, but because there's no clear cut number one.
I agree. And you know what's funny?
Phoenix certainly looks like it
right now, doesn't he?
Was the first time I've watched. Sat down and watched.
Yeah, other than a couple highlights here
and
there.
Yeah, and holy cow.
I think he's the most NFL.
He has got touch like uh-huh. I've not seen.
Well, so if we're all in agreement, he's going to be a failure.
Probably.
Probably.
Well,
it'll be some other guy.
I certainly think more of him. Yeah. Like, I was like, But after watching him in that game, I was like,
we're going to be watching him real closely Monday night. Yep. Yeah, so.
Yep.
But, see what he does against
that defense.
That's why I think is why you have a lot of quarterbacks like Bo Nix playing, because I think their agents are telling them, you got to play, bro.
And I think you're always going to have that guy that maybe you're okay. You didn't really play anybody. You really want to help your draft status now that you're in a bowl. You're actually playing a really good team. Yeah, you should probably play in this one. Because, you know, your conference was weak, or you didn't play a very good non-con, or you missed the rivalry game because you were out with an injury. You need to play today to show you can do big boy competition.
Well, that's why I'm surprised.
Liberty was that team.
For Bo Nix, no. You know what's funny about that was I was at work. I was at work when that game started.
No, what the stage was.
I
was at work when that game started, and it was 6-3 because Liberty scored first, and then Oregon only kicked field goal. Well, I got busy. Well, I worked with an Oregon fan, and I completely forgot about the game. I didn't watch it. I'm like, hey, what was the final score of that game? And he's like, 67-3 or something. I'm like, or 66, 67 to 6. And I'm like, but they never scored again? He's like, nah, dude. Not only did they not score Oregon, that was the only field goal they kicked the entire game on the first drive. And I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's why I'm a little surprised Caleb Williams didn't play because...
Well,
last time we podcasted, we talked about
how mentally soft dude was and how maybe that going to mess. I agree with you. I think he needed to play in a game.
And then what we talked about.
And not act like a bitch afterwards.
Yeah.
And then what we talked about was.
Because all those quarterbacks.
Matt, you and I kind of agreed that we were wondering if he'd even be a first round pick.
He will be because I saw some
projections.
Combine.
There's looking like he might even be the first pick.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Like,
he's going to the combine. He's going to do all the physical stuff that he can do, but they're going to miss the boat on the mental.
But it'll probably be the Bears. And it'll be like,
oh my God, the Bears are picking one.
Of course. Oh. You guys will pick the guy. And he's
they're not picking one.
Yeah, they are. Well, they have the Panthers.
They have the Panthers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got the Panthers pick.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's like, of course, you guys will pick the wrong guy.
Again.
I mean, for 40 years.
He has Ryan Leaf written all over him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was going through the list of quarterbacks. There's a lot. I mean, because... JJ?
He's not going to go. He won't be the first one taken, but he'll go in the first round.
Do you think he's going to go pro?
But do you think he'll go?
Yeah. If they win the national title, he's gone.
Okay.
He will come back if they don't.
That's kind of what I'm saying is you'll have JJ.
He will come back if they don't.
You'll have Drake May. Mm. Penix. Bo Nix.
All of which I would take over.
Yeah, every one of those I would take over.
Jalen Daniels.
All of those I would take over. Caleb Williams. Every one of those.
Or Caleb,
Every one of those I would take over Caleb Williams.
100%.
There was a few more I can't.
Did we have another Zappy sighting of a...
I don't remember. Take Brock Purdy's
brother over.
What's Chubba up to? What's his name? But, I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be...
But somebody's going to fall in love with those physical features and stuff, and he...
Let's see. Who else?
He reminds me a little bit right now of maybe like Blaine Gabbert, where that...
Ooh, yeah.
That team, USC, that's a
pretty good analogy right there.
They're sitting around going, really? Caleb Williams is going to be a first-round pick? Okay.
Quinn Ewers.
Just how we were with Gabbert. You got him in the top 10?
Yeah.
He went, Did you watch it? 10. He was number 10.
Oh, 10.
Yeah. Okay. But Mizzou fans were all like, really, that him?
Yeah.
Well, no,
what did you watch?
The other one I'm watching, looking at Quinn Ewers from Texas.
He played well.
I'd probably try him over Caleb.
He played well. Played well in that game.
Because you can probably get him a lot lower in the draft.
Yeah,
Caleb, and you can make a better pick. Because Quinn could be a second round pick probably, and you'd still get a first round pick. So I mean,
you'd get a player with a pot with a first round grade in the second round. That's how you flip a franchise.
Yeah.
When you take a guy in the second round that's got a first round grade, that's how you flip your fortunes of your franchise around.
So
Blaine Gabbert went 10th overall.
To Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the Chiefs draft Mahomes?
10th?
10th. I thought it was 9.
No, 10th.
I thought they moved to 9.
No, they moved to 10. Your Saints were 9 and... Or no, 11. Your Saints were 11.
Yeah.
And were thinking about taking him.
Well, we got leapfrogged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we were 20, whatever. 21st or whatever.
I love that interview with Peyton. He's like, he knew we got screwed as soon as it was the Chiefs that jumped in front of him. I'm like, God damn it.
So that's my take on the quarterback situation because
there's
a lot of quarterbacks. But I do think Caleb got told this will be your last year.
I just no matter what testing you put these guys through, no matter what these GMs, these coaches.
Oh yeah, Tom said it. They fall in love
with the arm or the height.
Yep.
Yeah. All those physical attributes. Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, and
they couldn't even spell their name right on the that test that they give them, but it doesn't matter because they can throw it.
Sorry, if I was in one of these war rooms and they're talking about that, I would be sending everybody the picture of him up in the stands with a towel over his head crying with his mom and shit like that going, really? This is what we're going to do?
I thought it was
all day.
Repeatedly.
I would have him scheduled to go out every 15 minutes.
And you know what else you could do this past year? Show every game he played against a good team and he pissed down his leg.
Oh, I watched that Utah game the other night. Oof. Granted, the Utah quarterback came back and won it, but dude, you fucked around for a long time to score that touchdown.
Keep in mind, this is the guy who wrote "fuck Utah" on his fingernails at one point. So.
If Caleb Williams played for, I don't know, Oregon State, a team that's not a notoriety type of team, and he goes 7-5, throws up the stats that he did, because he still did have some good stats, I think people... You could make more excuses for him.
Yeah, but you can at SC. But not surrounded when you're at USC.
Because it's like, you can make the excuse like, well, the talent level still just wasn't quite there at Oregon State for him to be better than 7-5 or 8-4 or whatever.
Yeah.
You're at USC. You should have the best of the best around you. And you still went 7-5. And most people are, like you guys are talking about right now, looking at his attitude and going,
well, okay. Speaking of attitudes, Lincoln Riley is writing checks in the offseason that he will not be able to cash. After the season he just had, he basically said he expects USC to run roughshod over the Big Ten because they're not ready for their speed.
Okay.
Because you went roughshod over the Pac-12 that...
Apparently they weren't used to the speed either.
Dude.
Because all the ranked teams in the Pac-12 you didn't beat. But, okay. Especially, you still haven't beaten Utah.
Yeah.
And I never think of Utah as a speed
team. No, but they've got it.
No, but they got your number, obviously.
And then not to mention in the Big Ten, it's like, you may be faster than Iowa, but you're not going to tell me that Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State don't have speed. They recruit every bit as good as you do.
I want to see them hit by Wisconsin first. Let's start with Wisconsin.
Yeah. Hey, I can't wait for the matchup.
Especially, you were like fifth fiddle in your own conference to two teams that are going to the Big Ten also.
Yep. They're going with you.
Going with you that you have not beaten either.
Can't wait for that Nebraska-USC matchup.
Oh, that'd be great if it was 1996.
Not so much anymore, huh?
No.
But, was USC really, let me put it this way. There was obviously two teams that were the best in the Pac-12.
Oh, sure.
And they're fighting for a spot in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Do you think USC stood a chance against either two of those?
No. Oh, God, no.
To compete?
No.
Theoretically, yes.
Okay.
But not an actual play. No.
Okay. That's the answer.
And when I say theoretically, I mean when you got Caleb Williams on your team,
yeah,
you should have a shot at every game.
Yeah, and he did not in those games.
That's what I'm looking for. Because with the talent you had, because there was a USC fan the other day complaining after the Texas game about why do we keep letting these coaches go?
They had Sarkisian.
They had Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
You let two guys go who are now have had multiple 10-digit wins years.
Which, by the way, there's also another really pattern a whole lot. That's kind of coming around.
They're both alcoholics.
Who?
They were.
The coaches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They were.
No, I was talking about the quarterback.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. That's just...
It's a funny. There. It was just like, a funny thing.
Sips beer.
Is an alcoholic.
Let's start that rumor.
Johnny Manziel 2.0.
What?
No, Kiffin was an alcoholic and Sarkisian was an alcoholic.
Gotcha.
Too.
Okay. No, I was gonna say the Dr. Pepper commercial.
Oh gosh.
Caleb Williams, and then before DJ. Him was the
the guy from Clemson who they dropped.
Yes. That hasn't been working out too well.
Quite the curse.
There's
there.
The curse. You have the Madden curse.
And what's ironic is Caleb Williams is talking about how he doesn't believe in curses in the commercial.
Yeah.
But
he's
you are
walking
one.
Walking in with a black cat, walks under ladders.
Where's number 13? Yeah, yeah, all that. Yeah. Although the latest Dr. Pepper commercial is pretty funny. Have you seen that? The transfer portal?
Yes. Yeah.
It's my Dr. Pepper hand.
It's okay. I understand. Yeah, quarterbacks are replaceable. Yeah. Like, okay, that's fucking hilarious.
It is very funny.
Sorry, I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Agreed.
That's because they're going to be in the portal.
Yeah. But anyway, so having, started following K-State the last 2 years with my kid going there, Will Howard at Ohio State... Makes me laugh a
Michigan
little.
By 14.
Makes me laugh a little. Because he's a...
Oh, have the mighty have fallen.
He is a solid quarterback who obviously hated it when he came off the field after his last play against Iowa State, slammed his helmet down, and was gone. It's like, okay, bye. The freshman they had after him...
played well in that bowl game.
Sunny, yeah. Sunshine looking motherfucker. Yeah. Dude. I think there might be something to build on there with him.
Agreed.
I see something there. So he could be fun to watch the next 2-3 years at K-State. He could be a lot of fun to watch. So that was just, his numbers, after the first half, his numbers weren't great. But you noticed, I watched the whole game, but he was throwing the ball away every chance he got. He could care less about his stats. If he had nothing, it was going out of bounds. He took no chances. You could tell that was drilled in his head. Take no chances. Mm-hmm. But when he took off running, holy crap. I was like, he's shifty. And then when he did make some throws, he made some throws. So, no, I think a full season with him could be fun.
So. And, well, I know you guys were texting back and forth at one point in time going, hey, this kid looks all right. And then you kind of poo-pooed him a little bit. But, yeah. But
and then he came
I tell you what, that fourth quarter.
Yeah. Well, the third quarter was rough.
When they needed
the third quarter.
Fourth quarter,
good,
when they needed him to play well, he did.
He did. Yes, he did. He definitely did. So, yeah. I think that's one of the other reasons Howard wanted out was he saw the writing on the wall there and knew they wanted to play the kids. So.
Well, me and Scott called it. He saw the writing on the wall at USC.
Well, that too.
When they played that sophomore in the bowl game.
Yeah, he's not. I'm not going to play here either.
No,
you're not going to.
Wait. And then he saw Ohio State's quarterbacks play against Missouri. I can play there. I can beat those two guys out.
I'm beating those two fuckers out. I know one guy that watched some bowl games.
Yeah. When you said that, I was like, "Yep."
Who's got
Dave's looking at his phone. He's like, "What is this 785 area code? Yeah. What the fuck is that?"
Howard. College? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Well, and then one thing that we haven't talked about then is a little breakdown for your KU bowl game.
We talked a little bit about it. Yeah. You weren't here last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Had
they already played them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We all
let you back into it a little bit because the officiating, that was...
We all kind of agreed that that was a... Could have been even a much more exciting game, but the officials were going out of their way to just mess up the flow of that game.
Sorry, bringing this back up real quick. It was like, there was something that I forgot about that K-State game.
The mascot you could eat?
I thought the officials were god-awful in that game.
Yeah, they were.
They took three touchdowns away in one drive.
Yes.
One drive.
Yeah.
Well, if you thought they were bad in that game, you should have watched the KU game.
But yeah, like that punt return, block in the back. That's a block in the back, evidently touching the chest. Yeah, it was, I mean, he had his hand on the guy's chest, and they called it block in the back on a punt return for a touchdown. And then
we talked about it. Hole. And we talked about this last week. Like, KU had four personal fouls all year.
Yes.
They got called for four. Game. In that game.
Yeah, I did not get a chance to watch.
What?
That's actually the only game I didn't get a chance to watch amongst ours is because I was traveling at that point. So
three of them happened on extra points.
Proof that they can really fuck shit up. I thought the officiating in the two the semifinal games was great.
Yeah.
There were any flag that was thrown was deserved. They let them play, you know. And I tell you what, did you guys see the very last play of the Washington game? That was a Michael Jordan, Craig Elode posterized because it was a beautifully thrown ball by the quarterback, beautifully run fade by the receiver, but the defender swatted that shit into third fucking row.
Yes. I did that.
Posterized that dude.
Yeah, and the fact that Texas got back into that game and almost got that.
Yeah, there was some bad coaching at the
end. There was some bad clock management by Washington.
Bad clock management.
Really bad.
And then the 15-yard penalty that moved the ball up toward midfield.
Quinn kind of showed out there at the end, too. He did.
Well, that one... Even the fade that you're talking about where he just Dikembe Mutombo'd the shit out of that ball. That was a hell of a throw. That was on point.
Everybody did everything right on that. The defender just made a play.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, but I'm an old man, and it was way past my bedtime by the time that happened.
Well, I had
I flipped it on.
I'm working midnights now, and it was on my day off, so I was up anyway.
And in my case...
I flipped it on just to see what the score was. And it was at halftime, and it was like 10:15 at night. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Well, in my case, Michigan having won, I wanted to know who they were going to play.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I work with a guy from Texas who is a diehard Longhorns fan. And
oh, that is a bummer. We had talked about that.
We agreed to stop, but we were kind of already plotting what Facebook interdepartmental joke, who's wearing whose jersey and having to do the hook 'em horns or whatever. And the guy knows his team because he called it. He said that if they don't get a pass rush, they're doomed because their corners are inexperienced and pretty young. And it was exactly as Jose said, Texas could not get any pressure on, because Penix does not feel pressure. I mean, he at no point looked rattled.
Great pocket presence, and then they ran some. You could tell they played to avoid. pressure too with some of
the routes. And their corners were there on a lot of plays, but just when you let receivers that talented run for that long with a quarterback that can throw, they're at a decided disadvantage. And it kind of went exactly as Jose thought it was going to go. Although I know he had his... I talked to him the next day, and he had a sliver of hope when they got that ball back. He couldn't believe the mismanagement by Washington. And
that close. The
four plays at the end of the game all into the end zone.
Yep.
It doesn't get much better than that as far as your chances.
I know Roger and I were just a little upset about the two winners. Because if Texas won... KU gets some money.
West Virginia
gets some money.
You get shit.
Yeah.
And
fuckers.
And did you really want?
And if Alabama would have won,
Mizzou could have gotten
some extra money.
Do you really want to see Texas take a championship out the door as they leave the Big 12?
Yeah, because
after the years of chaos, they
because it's still a Big 12.
Yeah, but it
in Big 12 money.
And Big 12 money.
After they tried to kill the Big 12.
Hey, this
thank you for your $1 million. Exactly. Have a nice knife.
This is like whenever somebody puts a gun to your head and says, "All right, are you going to bet against the Chiefs this week?" And you know, if you bet against them, you could win $1 million. But if you bet for them, you only win like $5. Fuck you, Chiefs. I'm voting.
Going against you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's the same premise there. It's like, I hate all four of these fucking teams. So, fuck
but,
it.
But
what helps my teams the more?
Texas.
is and the Alabama. Answer.
Yeah.
I never want to see Texas win a goddamn thing.
Now they lost another SEC. I don't give a shit.
The part that was funny is just from, I think, a basic understanding of college football, the only team that America wanted to win was Washington, because the other three are hated by so many other people that...
Well, and you
hates Washington?
Not that I hate any of the other quarterbacks that much, but you can get behind Penix too, and
he's done. He's a great story.
He's not your prototypical number one out of high school type.
Well,
of guy,
and so. He really is an example. He'd be the first one I'd want. And between his injury and him being a little older, just because he's kind of been playing a while, I'd take him number one after watching him in that game.
Well, now he looks the most NFL ready.
He doesn't have
to make him into something. Yeah. You can just start playing him right away.
Yeah, he
and be like, get out.
No,
after
I him. He was impressive to.
All right, well, let's call it then. Who wins?
I'm going last.
Washington.
Go. I think Michigan.
Michigan wins.
I'm tired of going against Penix. I'm just going to roll with it.
Why, but you've been going against Harbaugh all year.
Yeah, I'm going to continue that.
Anybody know what the spread is, by the way?
Even if you win, it's going to get vacated, I don't have to worry about that banner.
Because I think it's
Michigan by 4.5.
Oh, it's just 4.5? Okay.
4.5.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, I thought it was
like 10.
Michigan wins because they are going to... That line of scrimmage against Alabama... That's why they're going to win.
Yeah, they...
Washington is not going to touch McCarthy, and they are going to... They will get to Penix. And then the time of possession is going to be... I mean, Michigan is going to take 6 minutes to go down the field. So, I think Michigan wins about 24-20, 24-17, something like that.
You're pretty sure of yourself, aren't you?
Actually, it's still going to be a good game. But at times, I think it's going to be boring.
Probably.
Because I don't think Michigan's going to do anything stupid to lose the game. And I don't think they're going to let Washington do what they were able to do against Texas. Those throws aren't going to be there. Michigan might have the best corner safety combination in college football this year. So.
Yeah. It's up there.
And because the crazy thing, since Harbaugh returned, his defenses have all been great. When you look around the NFL roster, it's kind of shocking his offense doesn't have anybody anywhere. But there's a Wolverine on just about every team that played for him. But there's no offense.
So for you, it's the power of Penix.
Yeah.
And you know what, though? I still think Penix has a good game because I think he's that good. I just don't think it'll be good enough to win the game. But he ain't going to go out and throw three interceptions. It's still going to be this guy showed something at the end of the game. You know, he's still going to have a chance to get a lot of traction going into the draft.
When he hangs a 30 burger on you guys.
They ain't giving up that to nobody. They're not giving it up to him.
No. Okay.
Now, I will say, though, the last national title Washington won, they beat Michigan to win it. So
wasn't it a 30 burger, too?
It was a beatdown. I don't remember
it
what.
It was 1989, wasn't it?
No, 91.
91.
Close enough.
Yeah, thank you.
It was
before he was born.
I don't remember the score, but I remember that game being basically over when it started. And then Michigan got revenge the next year.
I just remember somebody
beat him in the,
bringing that up.
Beat him in the, well, the funny thing is they have actually played a lot. That's the only time really Washington's won. Because they've played quite a few times the last several years, over the last 10, 15 years, regular season, Michigan always wins.
Yeah.
This is a different Washington team. I'm not saying that it's going to be that easy, but I think Michigan wins. And then you can just be happy when they vacate it. But I'm still going to wear my shit.
Does the NCAA have a plan? Like a plan that just in case Michigan does win this thing? We're going to vacate. Then this is who the championship really is. And because, hey, let's face it. I feel like the NCAA can do whatever fuck they want to anyway. We don't think Michigan was pretty enough this year. Because of all the scandals. So we're going to give it to Washington. Georgia.
But you can't. What? Can't award it to anyone else. And you will never convince me this. The reason why Michigan drew Alabama was they did not want Michigan in this game.
Except I think there was probably part of the college football playoff committee that did want Michigan in this game. Because imagine if Florida State had beaten Georgia and they were the only undefeated team left after the playoffs.
I brought this up too, and I thought that was.
I think they just wanted the Yankees versus
that. Now, I will say this much, and this I think you want to talk about being petty. Did you guys happen to see who for real was on the sideline, decked in maize and blue, winking at the camera during the Rose Bowl? Connor Stallions was
on. What?
He went on that. He was in the stands.
He was in the stands at a very expensive seat.
Well, isn't he always in the stands?
He was actually wearing Michigan stuff.
He was actually wearing Michigan stuff, smiling, grinning ear to ear,
holding roses,
decked out picture. In maize and blue.
You're right, because he was spotted in Vegas during KU. So, yeah, you're right. He's always in the
stands.
It's like a permanent.
Well, the joke on the internet was, how does a guy that was basically a low-level assistant who doesn't have any money afford that seat?
$4,000 to $5,000 seat.
Harbaugh bought it for him.
Yeah, you know he did.
And everyone has thrown under the bus is somehow still in maize and blue, smiling with roses at the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. The whole thing's it's really funny.
So where's his seat going to be during the national title game?
Probably somewhere where he can watch Washington's sideline.
I hope he's got binoculars and all he does. Just fucking stand there.
What's that radio you got there?
And what I really hope, I don't care what side of the stadium he sits on if he goes, I hope he just does weird shit.
Oh, just, yes.
He needs to have the glasses with the big nose and the fake mustache.
Yeah, like the poker guy.
He needs the visor with the green.
And he needs like pencils and notepads.
PokerStars.com visor.
Yeah.
A sparkly glove.
But part of it, and one of the reasons why
that would be awesome.
That would be great.
And then opera binoculars.
Like
wearing a Michigan jersey and a Washington hat.
Central Michigan shit. Yes. For no fucking reason at the national championship game.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
But what? Yeah. But seriously, the whitewashing of all of that was crazy. The last, so I don't think NCAA is going to do anything to them because I think the outcry part of it's over.
Probably.
And the other part of it, and we can talk about this later, but Harbaugh leaving. If he's gone, they're definitely not going to do anything to him. Oh, they're going to leave him
there
alone.
There is one thing that I wanted to bring up that I heard, and I don't know if this is in it a guarantee now or not for next year. The headphones and the
helmet.
Headsets and
yeah.
The helmet.
Yeah.
And I told you a long time ago, Matt, that this was going to be, this was Harbaugh, whether he cheated or not. This was Harbaugh saying, would you fuckers get with the fucking 21st
yeah.
century?
Yeah. And
so that we can avoid this.
And I think he, and I think he,
if it was not yeah. for him, this,
it wouldn't be coming
this
up.
Was not.
Because you had other coaches, had other coaches start talking about it.
Yeah, you've got a lot of guys now backing it, saying,
"Yes,
you guys got to get on board because this is
and
high
you,
school
and,
does
and
it."
I, yeah. And I think one of you mentioned this earlier, making fun of the NCAA for other reasons. They're so archaic.
Yeah,
and the way they do things that maybe this is what was needed to do it because you have seen more rumblings where people were like, "Well." Rather than, and I know the people that don't like Michigan or the purists were like, well, you're just taking away what they did wrong. But it's like, no, really, you are the only level of football in this country that doesn't
have
it.
High school has.
High school kids have it.
Mm-hmm.
High school kids have it. And all of this is null and void if you fix it. So I do think that factors into it also.
I think it's going to happen. I'm with you. There hasn't been a lot of, like...
It was a brief talk. Yeah. They said that they're going to introduce it next year.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I haven't really heard anything more about it.
I think they're going to just come out and say, we're doing it. And that's going to be it. Because the technology's there. It has been.
Well, if...
It's been there for...
If high schools can fucking afford
10
it...
years.
Yeah.
Better than 10 years, probably.
It's been there for a long time. So it's not like you have to do, like... For example, MLB with this testing and to make sure it works.
Yeah,
like
everybody knows it works.
Yeah, everybody knows it works. It's been going on for
well,
years.
Well, you have kids.
You're
like,
not developing
you,
something.
Well, you have a kid like JJ McCarthy who went to that IMG Academy
yeah,
thing. He had to take a step back because I know he had it there, and then he gets to Michigan and they're having to do fucking hand signals.
He's like, what is this shit?
What is this shit? I had Mike in my helmet for 4 years.
Did he play Bishop Sycamore?
Probably.
No, he played the real one, yeah. Bishop Gorman.
He played half Bishop Sycamore.
Who's had mics in their helmets for decades?
You know, one of the things that was actually really cool was one of the offensive linemen for Alabama actually blocked for him.
Yeah,
at IMG, and they had a really
nice
exchange
their interaction
on
after the game. Yeah.
At the end of the game.
Great.
I was about to say the same thing.
Although the hater in me,
okay,
one of the things that was
the
kind
boomer
of
boomer and millennial are getting annoyed with us Gen X.
Yeah. fucking shed a tear over Alabama and Michigan holding hands.
What's next, Kumbaya?
Yeah. Whoopee fucking.
I'm sorry,
whoopee.
After they win.
Oh, there's not going to be living with me when they win.
Don't give a
shit. Yeah, who cares?
Don't We're care. Playing.
Here, yeah. Move the microphone over there ding, so these two can fucking yap it back.
Yeah.
Both phones.
Yes.
Did you see about the NIL, though? Oh, no. I'm sorry. The Rivals rankings. Sorry. I'm jumping ahead.
Uh-huh.
So they released the top 10 high school recruits that are going. How many of the top 10, how many went to the same school?
None.
10.
Zero.
Okay. Wow.
They're all going to different schools.
Spreading around.
That's good to know.
That's good.
First time ever.
Okay, that's interesting.
First time ever since Rivals has been tracking.
Okay, so they like their lists. Rivals loves their lists.
The top 10 high school recruits.
They're all going to
different schools.
Yeah, because what, the number one... Going to
Nebraska.
Which, I'm glad you brought that up because this is something that I would like to
start tracking.
Try to track this next draft.
Yeah.
Because what I spoke about the last draft,
mm-hmm.
no
lower level school
player got drafted.
Yep.
In the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if it happens again.
Yeah. It will be very interesting to see. I do think there is a guy in the mock draft, though, that is from a...
Yeah, I was just getting ready to pull up a...
I thought there was a guy that was going 10th that was from a non...
And I because last year could have just been an anomaly, and that's it.
Chicago Bears taking Caleb Williams, USC. Oh,
Jesus Christ. That is so...
Commanders taking Drake May. Patriots taking Jaden Daniels. Oh. Cardinals taking Marvin Harrison Jr. Wow. Okay, but anyways. Sorry.
Yeah. There,
Washington,
no,
Oregon
it,
State.
But there was...
Washington, Clemson, Oregon... Florida State, Oregon, Illinois, Georgia, Bama, Iowa. It's the punter.
Yeah.
I love that fucking...
It's the Toledo. Corner.
Okay.
There's a guy from Toledo.
Okay.
Wow. He's a corner, and he's supposed to be in the first round.
Okay.
So...
We'll see if that comes to fruition.
Yeah, he's kind of on the edge, though.
Okay.
So it's going to be first or second. But he was the one I saw. And there are some people that are saying he may go higher or lower. So.
Awesome.
Now, there's this mock draft, the PFF mock draft, has the Chiefs taking a wide receiver from Florida State.
Shocking. I don't give a fuck who it is, just as long as it's a wide receiver.
Ohio State.
If they could get Marvin Harrison Jr., I'd forgive him.
Yeah.
If they could get Marvin Harrison Jr., I would forgive him for where he played.
Ooh, they have a Tiger going in the
first round.
In the first round, Ennis Rakestraw Jr. The corner.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay,
he's good.
Yeah, but yeah, here's that corner out of Toledo. They had 32.
Yeah.
On the PFF.
That is definitely borderline there.
That's about as borderline.
I would say at one point in time I saw him a little higher, but there has been a lot that has transpired, obviously. But he's the one guy that was thinking of.
Shit.
But it is full of.
I'm gonna laugh.
Power five. Well, and then you got some new power fives, like this one's got a guy from Houston, but it's still power five.
I can't. I can't
this actually has the.
This Chiefs. Could be a fun draft to cover this year.
This has the Chiefs taking an offensive tackle in the first round.
I wouldn't hate that either.
That would be the only other position that I would, if anything other than that one over
wide receiver or offensive tackle, I'm okay with anything else.
Get something like that, and then wide receiver.
Yeah,
six wide receivers.
But anything else other than that in the first round would be a.
Here's another mock draft that has the Chiefs. Or has the Bears taken Jaden Daniels? They already have him. He's called Justin Fields.
Yes.
If they keep him, though.
This one has the Toledo guy going 27.
Draft. I know.
So he may be the one guy.
If you get anything below 25,
you're
borderline, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So
yes, that's true. That's true. You're pretty. You could easily fall out.
Yeah.
If you're there.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Is he related to the alt? That played for
the
Chiefs?
It's his son.
Okay. Joe Alt, offensive tackle from
looks like him.
Notre Dame.
Yeah,
John Alt's son. Okay.
It's his kid.
All right.
So.
Why'd he go to Notre Dame?
We'll see. As far as
the... Has the Raiders taking Penn?
Because that's why I brought all this
up.
Because
that.
I do
They'll
think
fuck him up.
NIL is somewhat working. Because this is the first time that...
Oh,
but
you know what? That's something to think about. Yeah.
But I do think you're right, though, as far as, like, now it's just all power fives with all the draft picks, though.
That's another
so
point.
It's just going to change is what it's going to do.
Where's that one have JJ going?
Not even first.
That didn't surprise him.
Well, let's wrap this so we talk NFL then.
Yeah.
Okay. Tune in next time.
Go Blue. Later.